Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Consultation on Auckland Council's proposed changes to Auckland's dog rules opened on Monday and closed on the 23rd of February. As part of their proposed changes, Council is recommending some areas in 14 regional parks and 64 local parks become completely dog-free, as well as creating new off-leash areas. This comes after Council recently received feedback, animal management complaints and call-outs indicating people were not following dog access rules. Additionally, over the weekend, a large vegetation fire broke out on the slopes of Auckland's Mangere Mountain. It is not yet clear what the cause of the fire was, but Fire and Emergency New Zealand have indicated that they suspect it could have been intentionally lit. I checked in with Councillor Shane Henderson about both of these topics. So I thought we could start with talking about the proposed restrictions on dog walking. Consultation on Council's proposed changes opened on Monday. What are some of the proposed changes that Council is reviewing for this?
Yeah, it's something that, not being on the committee, it's not extremely across my desk in the detailed park by park way. But what I can say is that, having dealt with this before, this is a huge issue of importance for dog walkers and can actually be quite an emotional conversation. I'm a dog owner myself. And so I think just to check your local park and your local area, I think, is the best guidance that I can give. So just jump online and do that, and make sure you do feedback into the decision, because the more sort of on the ground knowledge from people that are local to the area, that's going to make decisions a hell of a lot better. So that's probably my guidance for people, that, yeah, they are looking at reviewing places, whether it's on leash or off leash areas. But on a park by park basis, I think jump online and have a look would be my best advice.
And Councillor Josephine Bartley, chairwoman of the council's Regulatory and Safety Committee, said that these changes will also help to protect vulnerable wildlife like endangered shorebirds nesting on beaches and Kauri in specific places. How might these new changes be beneficial for the environment?
Yeah, so where we have sensitive ecological areas, and we've got plenty in my ward and my Waitakere, you do want to have some level of restriction on dog walking, definitely as a proposal for the community to see how walkable, how workable it is. And that's in terms of kind of off leashes, maybe less control for dogs there. We don't want them harassing native wildlife and interfering in kind of sensitive ecological zones. Now, this is kind of a rubber meets the road thing, where that's the balance that you make between the sort of freedom of enjoyment for dog walkers and, you know, the exercise that they need and all that kind of stuff, versus the environment that they are in Auckland. So that's where the balance is drawn for decision makers. Whichever side you are on that, I think it's really important that you make your voice heard so that we can make the best, most informed decision there. But yeah, there is an argument here that for some areas, we do need to look at on-leash and things like that, some sort of restrictions to make sure that dogs are just behaving themselves and not harassing native wildlife. Yeah.
Just to be clear, adding on to that, if these changes go ahead, will they be applied broadly or specifically to these more vulnerable areas?
Yeah, my understanding, as I said, I'm not on the committee, so I haven't sort of seen a park by park detail. Mm. But my understanding is that they'll look at the areas specifically, so park by park, and kind of look at the dynamics of what those places are, and then make that decision responding to how it is. So, because, I mean, a lot of areas won't have ecological sensitivity, so we can't make rules that will reflect that. But there'll be parts of the area, and in particular for me, Harbourview and Tiaratu, Orangahina, that's one area where there is sensitive ecological areas, and we need to be looking at what we can do there. So there'll be replications across the city about that. So, yeah.
And just lastly on that topic, there has been some feedback from Aucklanders that proposed changes are uncalled for, as there hasn't been enough demand for change. Do you think that this is a topic that has generated enough interest to make changes?
I mean, I would say that dog walking and those kind of things always have huge amounts of interest. So I'm not quite sure about that, to be honest. But the other thing is that broadly bylaws get reviewed regularly, and so it's part of a normal program, is my understanding. So, yeah, it is demand-based, but it's also based on kind of the regulations that we have in terms of reviewing it. That's my best understanding, yeah.
And I thought we could also check in on the Mangere fires from over the weekend. What is the update on the damage at this point?
Yeah, some of the things that I've seen, it's been extensive damage, man. It's been horrible. Maybe one of the worst that I've ever seen, because we have these kind of issues here, you know, fairly regularly is my understanding. And some of the photos that I've seen, boy, bloody hell. So that's really scary stuff, man. So we need to make sure that we've got our fire safety sorted here in the city. And also as the temperatures soar, and in places like Mangere Mountain, these things can get out of control. So we've seen some horrible situations across the world. We don't want this kind of stuff happening in Auckland. So just advise everybody to be careful, yeah.
And when asked about the damage from the fire, Fire and Emergency Group Manager Dale Tower said it was substantial for iwi. What is Auckland Council's role in responding to this?
Yeah, I think, well, our maunga across the city have huge, substantial importance for iwi and for local Māori and tangata whenua as well. We need to be dealing with things in a culturally appropriate way and working with our local iwi to sort of make sure that things are put right, you know, because this will feel like a scar for them. It will feel really tough for them internally. And I think there's sort of an element of cultural sensitivity here that we need to understand and we need to respond to. So we should be working with iwi in the remediation, definitely.
Auckland Council's co-governance and co-management representative said they were told by fire crews that the blaze was intentionally lit. Do we have any further clarity as to what caused this fire?
Yeah, I haven't been given that clarity. To be honest, it wouldn't surprise me, although I can't sort of say for sure that that is the case without kind of being advised of that. If it was intentionally lit, I'd just say those people are, you know, pillocks, frankly. I think the horrible things that they've done for that maunga and for our city, and we need to be really chasing that one up. So, yeah, that's really disturbing to hear, and it's something that I hope isn't the case.
If it was intentionally lit, do you think this blaze serves as a reminder to request permission from fire and emergency to light an open fire during restricted fire seasons?
100%. I mean, I hope it's, if it does have human action, I hope it's more carelessness rather than malicious intent, right? So those are two very different categories. But yes, it is definitely a reminder to just seek some advice before you're lighting fires, particularly weather like this. It's fairly dry. It is soaring temperatures. We had 26 yesterday. So being careful is absolutely crucial, because you can cause real damage to the city and to its residents.
That was Councillor Shane Henderson speaking to me about new proposed restrictions on dog walking and the Mangere fires from over the weekend.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.
We'll be right back after this short break. This is Trouble by Sharon Van Eden.